This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Tara Nolan from Nolan Financial. And if you're new to the show, welcome. We're very happy to have you. And if you are new, I would encourage you to visit me online at www.nolanfinancialpartners.com. And I'll just say right from the beginning of the show, if there's anything that you have a question about as we're going through, because we're going to talk about inflation today, please feel free to give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242. And while you're at my website, check out the radio page, because we record all these shows. We do lots of educational topics. We cover everything from Medicare and Social Security to IRAs and 401ks and simple plans. Basically, if it's something to do with money, we've probably talked about it. So you can go back and listen to the show and start to get answers to the questions that relate to you. Because Chris and I believe that financial success starts with being able to ask good questions, because there's not a limit on the information out there. It's trying to figure out what pertains to you. So again, don't hesitate to reach out to Chris and I to set up a face-to-face meeting, or we can also do virtual meetings as well. But we're going to be jumping into inflation, and it's a topic that's become very important right now as we're entering into crisis with Ukraine. And so I want to talk about, you know, what does inflation mean and why should you care? So we're going to get into that in just a minute. Before we do that, I want to say hello to my awesome co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Tara. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. And I'm excited about this one. I know you've got a great show lined up for us. And you and Chris have been busy meeting with people, finalizing your book. I just can't imagine right now. You have so much going on. I'm glad you still take time each week to do the show, do the radio show, and talk to folks out there. And I want to remind people that the show is available as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can find it at all the major podcast sites. So if you want to subscribe, that way you can access each new show as soon as it becomes available on whatever device you listen on. So that's cool. How have you and Chris been doing? What's Chris up to?
You know, I think Chris, Tony, he is getting my phone squared away. We switched our service to get a service that worked better, because I go back and forth to Germany now.
Oh, sure.
But it's not working. And I've been missing texts. I figured out that I was mixing texts. Actually, a text I got from you yesterday, I didn't get it on my phone. And then I saw it on my iPad like 4 hours later. And I was like, huh.
Not good.
And then it's not sending emails. And so like, you don't realize how tied you are to your phone until it stops working.
Yeah, you don't want that in this day and age. Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because my grandfather, who just turned 101, that when the paper interviewed him, they asked him, you've been around for more than a century. What's the biggest advancement or the most amazing invention in that time or advancement? And he said it would by far have to be the cell phone, and especially the smart. That's what my 101-year-old grandfather said. And I mean, think of it. That's only for the last 25 years of a 100-year life that that's even been around. So that's, you know, 75 years of inventions and advancements didn't even live up to that. So that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Well, and I can even still remember like having a party line when I was a kid.
Yes. Yeah. My grandparents had a party line when I was a kid at their house. Yep.
It's changed. And like, you know, I send emails and I'm just like, and with my lifestyle, that's one of the things I love about it, is it's a little bit of a leash, but it gives me that freedom to go out and do things, and I'm not having to be tied to my desk.
Yes. You know, I remember when I switched services, we did it to save money. And we went from one cell provider to another, and we had been with one since the beginning, since the very first iPhone. And then we switched, and that was a nightmare. It took me probably it was a 2 week period to sort it all out. So switching providers is a lot, but once we did it, we're so much happier because our service is better. The price is better. It's a better company, better customer service. And I'm not going to name companies, but the process of switching, something has to be done. It is a nightmare.
Yes. Because so, you think you have it and then it's not.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So what are we talking about on the show today?
Well, I really want to talk about inflation, Tony, because, you know, we talk about inflation as an overall part of planning for retirement, right? Because you got to make sure, that's why you can't just stuff your money underneath your mattress, because you're not going to keep up with inflation. And I want to just take a minute. I was trying to think about how to make this simple enough for people that just, you know, either are not economists or it's been a while since they've talked about it. Because sure. I think if you understand what's happening, then that helps you understand why you should care and why you make choices and what you're doing. And, you know, so obviously what's been going on for the last few years, the pandemic has kind of started the problem because, you know, inflation is really tied to the availability of goods. So just to really make it simple, and I know there's some academic economists out there that are cringing. They're like, it's not that simple. But Tony, let's just make it simple for the show today.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And you can dig deeper.
Yeah.
But big picture is when there's scarcity, prices go up. Yeah. And when that happens, if their prices go up, but there's a lot of money available, then we have what's called inflation. And so basically things start to cost a lot more. And the best example that we have right now that's in the news a lot lately is, have you heard about the F-150 trucks, the F-150 Lightnings, those electric trucks that they're selling in California?
You know what? I know they are. And that's all I know about it. I haven't really read about it.
Well, and Chris, you know, Chris has a Tesla and he likes, you know, we have solar panels. He's into all that stuff.
Yep,
so what's
I
been going
too.
On is, you know, because of the pandemic, the semiconductor chips have been hard to get. And those chips are all made in, almost all of them are made in Taiwan.
Yep.
And because of the pandemic, the raw materials, like it's a whole thing. So the trucks are way behind on delivery. So a bunch of people pre-ordered them. And so what's happening now is they're getting from Ford to the dealerships, and the dealerships are marking up the MSRP like $30,000.
Oh.
And you guess why? Because they can.
Yes.
And because
supply
there's
and demand.
There's people that are very excited and they want their electric truck, and, you know, and Ford did a big rollout and expecting it to happen. But the pandemic has slowed down the supply. So like it's like cut off the water hose spigot. And so now the prices are not ever what Ford intended them to be. But because of the supply, it's starting to cause inflation. And so just as a reminder how that works is, so every month, the U.S. Department of Labor and Statistics looks at like 80,000 different things in your daily life. You know, your food, clothing, and shelter, from the prices of vehicles. How much are you paying for water and power? You know, almost anything you could buy. They look at like 80,000 different things every month to look at the rate of inflation. And normally the government's goal is to try to keep inflation around 2%, but it's been like 6 or 7%. And so that example with what's going on with the electric cars is one thing, but the thing that's also happening right now, Tony, right, with Ukraine situation is, what about oil in the world? And it's, you know, it hasn't it been eye opening to realize, I think I heard that, you know, the United States gets like almost 40% of their oil from Russia right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And so
it's crazy. You're caught between a rock and a hard place because so many people out there don't want the pipeline. You know, the Native Americans in the Dakotas don't want the pipeline coming through, and conservationists don't want the pipeline here and don't want us to drill in our own land and frack and dig energy out of our own land and use up our supply and hurt the environment. And on the other hand, you don't want to be relying on countries like China or Russia for these things. And so, or the Middle East. And so it's a rock and a hard place, but you're right. Inflation is, you really see it with gas right now. I mean, oil is through the roof.
And this is just one of those things where, like, you know, in my book, I talk about there's like, you know, there's market risk and political risk, and it's because the world is so interconnected now. And it's just like you don't realize how much your cell phone is a part of your life. You don't realize how interconnected we are in the world until something like this happens. And we start to say, hey, we're not going to do business with Russia. And you're like, you know, initially like, okay. And then you start to realize, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of the things we were looking at is some of the key components to car tires are made by companies in Ukraine. So, you know, we won't see that right away, but depending on how long this the situation goes on, there's the thing. So the big picture, when you think about inflation, is it's kind of supply and demand. It's not a big deal, like if there's too much production, because you can scale back production and that kind of corrects itself pretty quickly. But when we have to shift where production is happening and ramp up production in other places, there's going to be that delay. And so this is the thing about, you know, good or bad, capitalism is great. But one of the things that we do in our country is we have the Fed. And I was thinking, chewing on this and thinking about it. And so here's the simplest way I can think about what the Fed does. The Fed does two things. And when it comes to inflation, is because inflation, what's happening is there's more money available than there's things to buy. So you just think about it like they talk about the market is flooded with money. So that just means there's more money out there than stuff to buy. So one of the things the Fed does to do that is they raise interest rates. And here's why that works. Because the Fed raises interest rates to banks. So now banks, when they're going to offer loans, they are going to set the interest rates higher. So instead of getting, you know, our car loans and our mortgages at low 3%, 2%, 3%, 4%, they're going to bump up higher. And so what that does is it slows down money, because then people are like, maybe I don't need that car this month because I don't want to pay that much. Yeah. So that kind of slows it down. Then the other thing that the Fed can look at doing is lowering the prices on bonds. And so what that does is that pulls money out of the economy, because then people will go invest in bonds. So it's almost like getting money and taking it on, putting it on the sidelines while supply is low. And then when supply comes back up, then everything can even out a little bit. Sure. So if why this matters, Tony, for the average person is people get confused. We've talked about this before. I talk about it in the book, is the stock market is not the economy.
Right.
And it's a little counterintuitive, but when the stock market's doing really well, a lot of times the economy's not doing as well. And here's why, is when the economy is moving slowly and there's not good investment opportunities, the large institutional investors, I'm talking like the companies that manage all of the 401ks, not just yours, you know, they'll move their money into the market because that's the best place to invest. But if you listen on the news right now, the economy is starting to take off and people are, a lot of the jobs are coming back. So what happens now is large investors start pulling their money out of the market and into investments in the economy, you know, looking at real estate and businesses and IPOs and things like that. So what historically happens is in that period, the market tends to, I won't say go flat, but there tends to be a lot more little ups and downs because so much money has been pulled out of the market. And so then, Tony, here's why, if you're listening, here's why you need to care about inflation is, you know, think about your financial life cycle. And so the picture that I want you to get in your head is that bell curve. And, you know, from the start of the bell curve up to the top, that's, you know, the top is about where you look to retire. That's kind of your get it phase of life where you're working and you're saving, you're doing all that kind of stuff. If you're in that phase of life, what's happening right now with inflation is not that big of a deal. Your money is going to keep going into the market. You're going to get your matching from your 401k, and it's going to be okay. But if you are a person at the top of that bell curve and you are getting in that retirement phase where you're in the got it phase or down getting into the give it phase, what the market's doing matters to you more because you're living off of that money, right? And so then that becomes something you need to be thinking about today. So for people who are listening today, if you're in the working phase and you're growing, you don't need, I don't say don't care about it, but it's not, it's not going to hurt you today.
Right.
But people who are retiring or in retirement, here's the thing. And so Tony, then guess what? There's the next conundrum. Today, well, you know, we always talk about money. I hate to tell you, it depends is the answer, but it really does depend. So when you're in the phase of the market right now, where it's going up and down, you know, the little ups and downs are okay. But what's terrifying, right, is how do you know, what if a 2008 is going to happen?
Yeah, a big drop or a big correction in the market, or what they call a bear market. So, and it's not just the market, but inflation for people in retirement, inflation affects them more. The markets affect them more, as you said, and inflation affects you more if you're getting ready to enter retirement or are in retirement on a fixed income, right? So the flow is really fixed when you're in retirement versus when you're working. You can always earn more, and you know that. But in retirement, you've got a set amount amount to work with, and that's it. And so
here's the conundrum. Here's the conundrum you're faced with when you're in retirement is, on one hand, when you know inflation's happening, you know ideally you want to be in the market because you have a chance to combat inflation because you're going to earn more returns.
Right.
So in terms of inflation, you're kind of like, well, I want to keep my money in the market because I want to keep up with inflation. However, comma, what if the market has a huge drop? Maybe I don't want my money in the market because I don't want to lose half of my nest egg. And so it's kind of, it almost feels like polar opposites of what you should be doing with your money when inflation's going up. And so, Tony, then this is where you really need to sit down with your financial services professional to see how do you strike that balance? Because this is the point where you do want to have some of your money ideally protected in green locations, safe locations where you're not going to lose. So you're protected from huge drops. But then ideally, you'd still like to have some of your money in the market so that you can keep up with inflation. And the question is, if you're listening to the show, is, okay, got it. How much? What do I need to do? What's right for me?
Sure.
And so this is where, Tony, where it's, I love teaching people about this, but what's challenging, especially on the radio, is there's not like one answer, A or B.
Right. Yeah, it depends on your personal situation. And that's why, and you don't want to go it alone either. You should work with a financial services professional who has seen and dealt with all the different scenarios and knows which one, as an independent, you look at the whole picture and you see, okay, this is where you're at. And this is your picture. So I think that's really important. And we should take a quick moment to let our listeners know, Tara, how they can get a hold of you, because you've got a few offers. You're offering you can run a report for them that'll help show them where they're at, and you have a complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation, right?
Absolutely, Tony. And so especially with what's going on with inflation right now, if you are getting close to retirement or you're in retirement and you're just not sure if you have the right balance of safe money versus money that's going to keep up with inflation, Chris and I have set aside 20 complimentary appointments, Tony, for the first 20 callers. The number is 719-210-4242. That's 719-210-4242. And Tony, that's to set up the complimentary call to sit down and take a look at what you're doing and see, are there any holes or gaps? Because, you know, Tony, if what you have is working, we don't change it. But right. What we want to do is capture those holes and gaps that might turn your financial world upside down unexpectedly.
Right. And I think that's so important, Tara. And so, listeners, thanks for tuning in to Nolan Financial Radio today. We've got a lot more to cover. Tara, we're talking about inflation and how that has been affecting us. And it has really gone up. And you mentioned to slow the rate of inflation, then in those instances, the Fed will raise the federal rate. And so the Fed is going to raise interest rates. I just read this month, before the end of March. They said they will raise at the end of the month, at the end of March, rates will go up at least, I think, 0.25%. So and then they're going to do that again. And I think they said they had raised it 3 or 4 times this year. And I think that's how they're going to try to curb this inflation, because it's not just a blip. It appears to be hanging on, and the cost of goods keeps going up. So we know part of that supply and demand, which started during the COVID crisis and when we were at a peak, but it's continuing and we continue to have supply issues. And one thing I wanted to note, and the president even mentioned this, and they're talking about it on both sides of the aisle, and a lot of the wealthy Americans like Elon Musk and Bill Gates are getting behind this, Bezos, and that is building chip plants. They're looking at, I think they just bought land in maybe, I forget where it was, New Jersey.
I think it was Ohio.
Ohio. I think it was Ohio, to build chip plants. And so we've got to do it. For our country, I think we have to start manufacturing chips here. This is ridiculous, because you drive by car lots, there's nothing. I mean, there are car lots with 0 cars or 1 or 2 new cars. And so, and adding up $30,000 to the price of the new truck just because they can is not good.
No, and these are the things that cause inflation. And this is why it's always like that conundrum. Like, it's just, today should be called the conundrum show.
The conundrum show. Yeah.
Well, because like our supply chains, we try to streamline the supply chains and make them as efficient as possible. And so that what's ended up happening is like almost all the chips in the world are produced in Thailand. So yeah. That's really effective and cheap. But you can
Taiwan.
See all of a sudden, or sorry, Taiwan.
Yeah.
One thing, you know, something shifts in the world and all of a sudden you don't have access to it. All that streamlining you did doesn't matter. And so you want to have that backup. And, you know, in the Air Force, we call it resiliency. And,
yes,
you know, how do you, but the thing is to be resilient costs a little bit more because you're kind of hedging your bets and kind of spreading some of your risk around. And, you know, it's the same thing we do.
And redundancy, too. Yeah, you're spreading risk and you want redundancy and resiliency. And that's, you know, the military and NASA has taught us that well. I mean, that's how they're able to accomplish these great feats that they do in the Air Force, in the military and in NASA. When they go on a mission, it's like they have to spread things around and have redundancy and resiliency. Otherwise, they would never get to the end goal ever. They have to account for all of these things. And I think we've kind of missed the boat on that. I think we got a little lazy and our politicians maybe got a little greedy, or our corporations here in this country. So I think we're reining it in and we've seen the necessity of it. But it's hard to balance it with a global economy because a lot of people love the global economy. We love to be part of one global economy. But at the same time, like we've said before in shows, you said this, Tara, if somebody in China sneezes, the markets in the U.S. catch a cold, right?
Well, and Tony, it's just you made me think of a really good example. Like on flying on the airplane, we had a GPS, but we always had up on the dashboard, we called it the old whiskey compass, which is just the little mechanical compass up there. And I had that, Tony. I was flying for 7 years and I never even really looked at the thing. And then one day we were flying a mission in Afghanistan and our whole GPS, we had to turn it off and restart.
Oh,
which,
no.
I can tell you that's one thing. It's irritating when you're at your desk to restart your computer. It is less fun when you're flying 20,000 feet in the air.
Oh.
But we had that little whiskey compass as the backup. So I was able to navigate for about, you know, an hour while the navigator did all this stuff, getting everything reset.
Wow.
But it's always that question of, well, do we even need that redundancy built in? And like, you don't need it till you need it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You might not need it for 20 years, but in 20 years, when you need it, you're going to really thank God you have it.
And that's kind of, I'm realizing as I'm thinking about my philosophy when I help manage people's money, is I like to build some of that redundancy in. And sometimes, you know, so people get really excited about, you know, this kind of strategy in the market, or I want, you know, large cap or small cap, or, you know, I've had great success. But I still, that's great. But I like to have that balance in there because you just, things are working. But if the situation changes, like we're going to have some inflation because there's a war on, do you have some balance that you can adjust? And so that like your great plan doesn't topple over or break because you didn't have any redundancy built in.
Right. And that's, you know, if you have all your money under the mattress, like you started the show by saying, or it's all in the bank and in CDs where it's making little to no interest, you're not keeping up with inflation. You're actually losing money at that point. So you do need a balance. You do need a balance of safety and of growth and risk. So that is so important. But that balance is different for everybody, and everybody's time horizon is different. So you have different points. You have this way and this way, and where do you want to be here and where do you want to be here? And so you need the exact, it's moving on a graph. And so you've got to graph that out, and that's what you do for your clients, is graph that all out for them, right?
Yeah, we start at the question, you know, it's got to back all the way up to step one. What problem are we trying to solve?
Yep.
And that relates to, where are you in your financial life cycle? Are you in your 20s and 30s? Are you in your 50s and 60s? Are you in your 70s? Because my advice is going to be very different to you based on your phase of life. And sure. Then, Tony, it's like you keep peeling back the onion and then you go, okay, well, this is where your age is. You know, are you retired or are you not retired? And, you know, who are you financially responsible for? Do you have kids and elderly parents, or are you single? And you just keep peeling it back. So that's why a financial plan gets so complex, and there's just no black and white answer. One of the things I was just thinking about is that there are ways to plan. The bottom line, though, is now that you kind of understand, you know, how supply and demand is affecting things and the Fed is working to kind of level out inflation, what I want you to know, the takeaway from the show is, but there are things that you can do. So you're not just at the mercy.
Right.
And right. And so this
What can we do to hedge against inflation, Tara?
And so, you know, some of the basic things is, you know, when you're, you know, in your early years, like just on a, like a day-to-day basis, like right now when everything's costing a lot of money, just kind of think about your purchases. Like, do you need to go out and make big purchases right now? Or, you know, can you keep driving your car that you've had for a few more years and kind of let things settle out? And, you know, just when you shop, you know, do you buy things in bulk? You know, I know tons of people that I talk to, they love to go shop at Costco, especially when they have families or Sam's Club, because they can buy in bulk. Right. And so those things kind of help out. And, you know, so just kind of thinking about what you're doing right now, one of the things that will be interesting that should help is we should get some cost of living adjustments with Social Security.
Yeah. Yeah. This year it went up 5.9%, right? The cost of living adjustment, the highest it's been since I think 84, wasn't it? Yeah. It's crazy.
So it's been high. So that's another situation to look at, like, okay, well, if you don't have to retire right now and start your Social Security right away, you can maybe let your Social Security wait a little longer so the cost of living adjustments will kick in. So that's something you can do where you might have a little wiggle room. So a lot of it with dealing with inflation, Tony, is sitting down and looking at your world specifically and seeing, you know, all the places where there's some wiggle room for you to make decisions and say, you know, I was going to start Social Security at, you know, my full retirement age, but, you know, I could wait a year.
Sure. And there's a lot of different strategies you have for people. So before we go, we're out of time. Let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that complimentary consultation to ask you questions, get a plan in place to deal with the markets, to deal with inflation.
So, Tony, the best way to get a hold of Chris and I is to give us a call at 719-210-4242. That's 719-210-4242. But Tony, you can also go to our website at www.nolanfinancialpartners.com. And also while you're there, you can check out and do a pre-order. There's going to be a link for the book. So really excited for everybody listening out there to read the book, because it's going to give you a great foundation for a lot of good questions to be asking about how do I set myself up for success and am I on the right path to get there?
All right. That sounds great. Thanks, Tara. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Tara Nolan.
Join us soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.